The Forward Thinker Show is available wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Celebrating Women's History Month.
Hey, it's Coral, and welcome to The Forward Thinker Show, the podcast where we share the stories and expertise of global leaders in business and technology.
Today, we're joined by Ishelle Zane, a business analytics and information systems major, 5 times pitch competition winner, and AIS, Association of Information Systems President at FIU. Welcome, Ishelle.
Hi, Coral.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
You can't hear yourself, I know.
Oh, I can. I can hear myself.
Yeah. How are you today? Here's the thing. I love Ishelle because we used to, we went and did a pitch competition together, Adam Pink Tank, and she was my competitor, and she won, of course, and then we got second place. But then after the next one, we're like, oh, we should compete together, and then came an opportunity for us to go to Austin, Texas,
yes,
and go on a pitch competition together, and I got to see her brain working in real time. It was like, because I was always so curious, like, how did she do it? But then I saw her in real time, just like, oh, that makes sense. And fun fact, she also speaks 7 languages. So she's a great communicator and leader. And she's just goes back to back to back to back to back. You know, today's episode, I wanna talk about how you can pitch yourself for success, because you've had experience pitching software products for all of these competitions and things. And but before that, I do want to get to know you a little bit better. I want to get to know your story. So Ishelle, introduce yourself. Where are you from? How did you get into information systems? Your background, everything.
So my full name is Ishelle Zane, and I'm actually Pakistani.
Oh,
so that's where I grew up. My family moved here with during 2020 during COVID,
mm-hmm.
And I did my high school. So my high school was really competitive because the kind of education I got was the British one,
mm-hmm.
And it was private school and everything. And from the general public out there, we were trained to be more tough than the regular folks. So when I got here in college, I started seeing a trend that college was very easy for me, mm-hmm. like math classes, English, all of them. I did most of the stuff already in high school. And I was a science major in high mm-hmm. school, so my parents wanted me to become a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw my sister struggling all her life, studying all the time, and I was like, this is something I'm not going to do at all. So when I came in high school, we have to choose our majors. So mm-hmm. it has to be physics, chemistry, and biology if mm-hmm. you wanted to go to med school. I wanted to keep mathematics as well because I wanted all the engineering options, and that's what I did. It was really hard, but luckily due to COVID, I didn't have to get any exams, and mm-hmm. I ended up getting A's. And I came here to the U.S., chose Florida. It wasn't on my list. I always mm-hmm. Wanted to go to one of the Ivy Leagues.
Ooh.
And I wrote a lot of I personally didn't apply to all of them. I only applied to University of California.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only one. Mm-hmm. I didn't get in. And I was like, I'm going to go to community college here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try again.
Mm-hmm.
I did my community college, graduated on the president's list, mm-hmm. My associates,
mm-hmm.
and didn't get the admission for California University. I was like, okay, I'm mm-hmm. going to stay here in Florida. I came here to FIU. Mm-hmm. And the reason I chose information systems was because my parents wanted me to apply for law school.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, let's try to this business side, since there are like more chances of you getting mm-hmm. a good GPA. It's less competitive. And I don't know how I ended up competing in the first competition.
Mm-hmm.
I was good in the classes, and I was like, okay, this is interesting.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't have to study that much. I could earn a lot. So that was like one of the things. Professor Simpson was the one, my Excel class, mm-hmm. pretty basic. She was like, why don't you join AIS? I did a project for her. It was mm-hmm. a COIL project, and we were collaborating with Peabody University of Chile.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't speak Spanish at all. And we had this student in our class who used to translate for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to give the exam for her class even mm-hmm. because of that project. He was like, just present that project in class. You don't have to give the final. And that's what we did. And she was like, why don't you apply for more competitions? Join AIS.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I met Naween, my best friend.
Ooh, she's right. She's behind the camera,
yeah.
Actually.
I'm going to say, whatever I have won till now, like mm-hmm. half of the credit goes to her.
Wow.
Because she's like the other part of my brain. Mm-hmm. If I think about doing a presentation and if I know like I'm going to cover the 50%, I know for sure she would take care of the rest of the 50. I don't have to check back or anything. Mm-hmm. I was like, at the end of the deadline, no, we need to do your work. She would do more.
Wow.
Yeah, she would even correct my mistake. So I'll say whatever I am until this point is because of her.
That's crazy. So walk me through that first competition. How was it like?
The COIL one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a class project, and it was the Professor Simpson did some surveys in the class about gender, the wage gap between men and women. Pretty similar to what we did for Pink Tank, you might remember. So that was like general surveys, and when I saw the survey, I was like, Professor, this is biased. No one else like actually saw that. Everyone else was started in the analysis process, and I brought that. I was like, we cannot have our conclusion based on this at all because it's biased, and it, because a large chunk of people who took the survey were like from the age group of 45 to 50. And if you're asking them about their wage gap, of course they would have a different opinion compared to the young folks right now. So she was like, I didn't think about this myself. And I believe that was one of the things that help us win. It was a competition, so it was a tie between us and another team. But like, we ended up getting first place and an Amazon gift card, which is good.
That first competition, and you won first place and an Amazon gift card. How did that feel at that moment?
I was like, okay, maybe it's a class project.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. The second one.
The second one was when we were preparing for our second competition, we had the second and the third together. So there were two competitions at the same time. And that was when I met Naween. And I was like, okay, I finally found someone who works with my chemistry. And we started preparing, and we went crazy. I have always been passionate about presentations that are very engaging to the audience. Once you lose the interest, it's for a fact that the other person is not hearing you at all. Whatever facts you're going to state, they would be like, okay, it's like numbers. So it's been like one of my mottos since the start is to incorporate some of the elements of surprise in the presentation that no one else would do. So for I decided to do a video, like a commercial for a project, and this is something that I incorporated in the SCLC conference that we did last year. And although we didn't have that much in the analysis part, but whatever numbers were coming up, okay, these are stats and these are found on the internet, okay, what else? And when we present, it's all about the chemistry from start to finish. It's like a movie. So it has to be perfect from the start, and then you have to take it to the climax. And the climax is where I try to bring in my video, that is the commercial. And then at the end, you tell them the benefits of it, that why is this important, and did you do your research? And these are some, it's like you're selling a product to the people out there. So have you ever, I don't know, if you've ever met people who actually sell insurance. I've seen it in one of the movies, and they're very engaging. Like, or the old commercials are like, buy this, these are the features, this and that. So it's, a business is just like that. Or a pitch competition is just like that. You're trying to sell your product, and you have to make it as engaging as you can and convincing as well.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of people misunderstand that the, like older people or judges or VCs, that all they want to hear about is business, business, business. But there's such an important element of having a story. Did you learn that from somewhere?
Not really. I was in the dramatic society back in high school. And I think that really played out. And I just feel like music and like good visuals, making it look pretty, really, it's like the cherry on top of whatever you do. So even though if you do a lot of effort in like coming up with a presentation or the technological aspect, but if you don't have a twist of your own in it, people would not be able to, you would not be able to resonate the story to yourself. So I believe my part in every presentation is the element of the commercial or making it more engaging. And that's where I'm very confident about it.
You're a very confident person indeed.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. What do you feel like it's, now that we're talking about how to pitch for success, how do you feel like, because you've sold a lot of software, so how do you make that software feel like it's a magical product that you're selling a story from the beginning, middle, end? You said it's like a story. How do you sell software?
So I always search for the need. If whatever product I'm going to design and there's no need for it, then there's no purpose for me to work that hard. So I'm always going to find the need. Then I'm going to see what other people are doing. I'm going to do the market research, which is very important. Because when you tell your audience that this is already there in the market, and we considered all of that stuff, and based on this, our product is better, they're going to take your word for it. And they're going to be like, okay, this person knows what's out there. They did their research and everything. And that way they know that whatever we're coming up with has some kind of backing.
And what do you feel like is most people's mistakes when it comes to pitching, other than, you know, the common ums and ahs?
They don't believe in themselves.
Really?
Yes. I have seen, like, I believe that we also struggled in one of the competitions for that. And one of the competitions that we lost was because of that. It was like having doubts in your product is going to... it's going to show up at the end. You're going to get nervous. It's going to show up. You're going to stutter. So believe what you have out there is the best. And there's no one else that's going to make you lose. And if this product actually gets to be out there in the market, you can actually justify that how you're going to run it, what's going to make it better and perfect. And I think if you don't believe in yourself, or if you have doubts like, hey, this product, I don't know, I'm not sure about it, or this or that, it's going to show up in the presentation. That's what's going to make you lose.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of people, they don't really care about, like, the product itself, but also the delivery of the product is important. The person speaking is important. And if the person doesn't believe in what the product is, then it's like, what is this then?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to share your whole secret.
Oh, no, I told... trust me, I told everything. And, like, one of the secrets, it's, like, I actually start talking really fast when I get nervous. And Naween says that I start rapping. So that actually plays in our favor, because all of the pitch competitions we did were, like, very short in time. Like, 6 minutes, you have to deliver everything. I was, like, start talking really fast, and that really helps me. Because if you're not able to complete the whole thing at the end, judges are, like, you're not prepared. So that's, like, one of the things that's going to look bad. So I think that's all. I talk really fast.
How do you apply your knowledge in information systems into your presentations?
So I'm really good with data, and I found, like, these case studies. And a good thing about it is that if I read something, I'm always going to remember some part of it, so that I could always go back and research and have some point in it. That's going to help me relate and connect dots. And trust me, each competition, whenever you do a competition, you're going to have some learning element from it, which you can apply in the next one. So if I compare, like, my first competition to the one that I'm preparing for right now, it's like a difference between a horse and a donkey.
We're doing another one, by the way.
Corals in it.
Number six.
Seven, I think.
Number seven.
But we're winning this one, for sure.
We got a streak going on. We can't break it.
Yeah, we can't. And it has a lot of sentimental value for me. The last one that we're working on, because it's going to be the last competition I'm going to do before I graduate.
Aww.
So, and it's also a chance for us to represent FIU. It's a global competition. So we're representing FIU among other universities. And we have a reputation. And I'm also on the global board for the AIS.
Oh, wow.
So people expect us to win.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm so ready for when you start pitching to the venture capitalists in the future. We're talking about information systems. How do you apply to that to your presentations, your technical skills?
Yeah, so it's about different kind of softwares that we use. So you remember the term data cleaning from the competition. So, yeah, we found data, which, to be honest, it's difficult to find actual spreadsheets or cases that are from companies. They don't disclose a lot of information. So we scrap the internet, we find whatever we can, and then based on that, we clean data and we try to prove whatever point they were trying to make. Because we have to find some kind of evidence, and we cannot rely on one of the blogs that are there in the internet. So that's where our data analytic skills come in. We do data filtering, clean the data, make it very pretty, do the data visualizations, and based on that, we use those for the presentation. We've also done a live dashboard, one of the competitions you might remember from Pink Tank. So it was a Tableau live dashboard. It works all the time. So even after the competition, people could make use of it. So I think data analysis is not just technology in that. It's about how you basically interpretate any kind of information. It's about your judgment. So it could be as, like, you should take road number A or B. Mm-hmm. So it's just like how your critical thinking skills are. That's mm-hmm. all what data analysis is. Mm-hmm.
So far you've said that to pitch for success, you need to find out what the need is. Mm-hmm. You need to make sure that the pitch is visually pleasing mm-hmm. and that we need data for it, and you need to believe in yourself.
Yes.
Is there anything else that would help you pitch for success?
A good team, of course. Yeah. And I believe that each team member has to have that significant thing about it. So whenever mm-hmm. I'm forming teams, if it's like if I get a chance to make my own team, I always look for people that are known for a specific skill, mm-hmm. like just what I did for us. So mm-hmm. making wireframes and stuff, I can do that, but it's not my specialty. Mm-hmm. That's why I approached you, that Coral helped me mm-hmm. with that technical part. And I do not know a lot of computer terms. Mm-hmm. I know more about business, how to run it, mm-hmm. and like finding out data, research market, and mm-hmm. this and that. But towards the technical side, I can learn it, but it's going to take me longer. Mm-hmm. So that's where finding people that are good at certain stuff. And also, even though if people are not that great, mm-hmm. The thing they're trying to do, but they're good teammates, that's really important. Because a lot of people do not take deadlines seriously. Wow. I mean, there are people who could do work in an hour, mm-hmm. but they're not following any deadlines at all. Mm-hmm. I call them rogues. Oh. So be aware of the rogues in your teams. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things. Mm-hmm. But for now, you've been a good teammate.
So be aware of the rogues. Yeah. And who would be... So you would say that forming a team, or whether you're forming a team for a pitch competition or mm-hmm. forming a group of people to help you build your product, every single person needs to be specialized
yes.
in something, and they also have to be good at mm-hmm. Speaking to each other?
Not speaking to each other, just mm. being good and being transparent in what you're doing. Mm. We actually had a argument in one of our competitions, so mm-hmm. there was... this element of surprise I was telling you about, mm-hmm. I really wanted to do it, but all of my teammates were against it, apart wow. from Noeen. And to be honest, I believe that was one of the things that led us winning the competition. Mm-hmm. But I knew for a fact that it's going to help us, and I talked to each and every one of the person and showed them how it's important, what kind of value this would bring. Because mm-hmm. the reason was we were short in time, mm-hmm. and we had, like, according to them, we had other important data part that mm-hmm. we had to show. But the thing I've seen is, like, the audience, the judges are, like, babies, mm-hmm. five-year-old babies. Oh. You have to get their attention.
So you have to, wait, so you're saying that you have to look at judges like babies, yeah. not full-grown adults?
No. Trust me, if you think about it that way, you won't be scared mm-hmm. in talking to them. Like, just think about it that way. To a five-year-old or a three-year-old baby, mm-hmm. how do you speak? You emphasize on words. You try to say them clear, loud. You have to be concise mm-hmm. and you kind of repeat some stuff that are of more importance. You want them to remember, right? Mm-hmm. If you're talking to a baby, you're gonna be like, hey, have you seen a red apple? Mm-hmm. You want to eat a red apple? Mm-hmm. This is a good apple. So just like that, your product is the red apple. You have to emphasize on it. What are the benefits? Talk to them in quotations. Mm-hmm. Emphasize. Be more expressive. And at the same time, do not blabber too much. Mm. It's going to go over their heads. Mm. And also, I've seen this like male judges. is that it's really hard to catch their attention. Mm. Like for females are more technical. They're going to look at the little minor details. Mm-hmm. But for men, it has to be very simple. Mm-hmm. And it has to be engaging. Mm. And it was one of the Ping Tang competition that I actually saw it happening in front of my eyes. Like when I did that commercial, mm-hmm. the one of the guy judges, he was literally looking like this.
Like a baby.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. And he was like an executive of the company.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
So you gotta think of them like a baby. Mm-hmm. Was there any point times where you felt like, can you tell me about a time that like something didn't work out when you were in a competition, and like what did you learn from it?
Yeah, so I'm not gonna take names of anyone, but for a competition, I wanted to change the presenters in the last minute, mm-hmm. and I was the team leader. Mm-hmm. So that could have helped us win, mm-hmm. but I would have lost the team dynamics that we had. Mm. And I was going to do it at the last point, then one of our advisors recommended that a show. Changing the teams, like the people who are presenting, is maybe that's going to make you win, but it's not going to make you a good leader. And that really stayed with me till now. And I've always tried to implement it that, yeah, in the heat of the moment, I could have done that and we might have came first place. But again, I wouldn't have been in good contacts with that person. He's like a really good friend to me. And those are like some minor details that you have to consider. And being a team leader is very important. I believe it's like an extra set of responsibility on you. So whenever, like, you're not only representing yourself, you're representing your team. Your team has put their trust in you. So whatever decision you're going to make is going to affect each and every person. So that's really important.
Because sometimes in business, it's not just about getting money or getting something, because you're the people that work alongside you, they're going to be there even if you fail or not. So it's so important that even in when you're pitching, to have somebody, to be a person, not a, you know, just a robot. It's so important. Any person in particular who has helped you a lot to get to how good you are in pitching?
Yes. I'm going to name him, and I always name him. It's Professor Evid Duran. He's here at College of Business. When I met him, I never took a class with him. I think Naween was the one who introduced me. And he mentored us for, I think, the SCLC conference last year. That was my first competition with him. And I was blown away with the kind of critical thinking he does. Some of the things that he comes up with, like, I believe I would never have thought about. He introduced me to a lot of new softwares. He was the one who pushed me into actually writing a JavaScript. I couldn't have ever imagined of writing a JavaScript.
Writing a JavaScript, writing in JavaScript.
Oh, writing in JavaScript. See, I was a student. So yeah, I did that last for the last competition that we won. And I think he really pushes us into doing stuff that we've never thought about. And he's a great mentor. He evaluates everything. He's very particular about the presentation, the pitch. He's going to hear us present, do rundowns again and again. And I always want to make him proud more than winning the competition itself. And I'm so glad the first competition that we won, we did, he was right there. And as soon as we completed our pitch, I looked at him and he was like,
yeah,
you guys got this.
You guys won.
And I still cannot forget that moment. It was like, it's there in my heart. And if I ever get a chance to be successful one day, I know his name is going to be there and one of the top people that are out there.
Oh, that's good. That's good, Ishelle. This was really good. I think what we've learned so far is that to win a pitch competition, you have to know the problem, know the need, have compelling slides, make sure that you believe in yourself and have good mentorship and be a good team person. Because that those are the things that sort of helped you and sort of can help other people when they're pitching. Thank you so much, Ishelle, for coming onto the episode. Is there anything, any way that people can reach you if they want to ask for more advice or anything that you would like to promote? I'm just going to give you the space to do so.
Sure. So you might have heard Coral mentioning about AIS. So I run the student chapter called the Association for Information Systems at FIU. It's the largest and the only organization at FIU College of Business. That's for business analytics and information systems. And a lot of other clubs, they basically promote people in accounting or finance, and those are like the primary jobs that are easy to find as an intern as well. So I felt like when I was a undergrad and I started my undergrad, it was really hard for me to land an internship in my specific field as a business analyst. And it was because there aren't a lot of opportunities out there. So that's what we're working on. We're bringing in companies. We have business meetings. We do firm visits. And also at the same time, we're trying to build the professional skills that a student needs, both soft skills and the hard skills. So we have the technical and the non-technical workshops, and the workshops are conducted by the professors themselves. So they basically dedicate extra time after classes in the evening. And they do these workshops about like Power BI, Python, different tools, different visualization tools that are they are essential for you to go out there. And this time, like, we're also introducing stuff like artificial intelligence and robotics and stuff, so that if someone wants to go to their master's program into a different field, they would know what to look for. Wow. And these workshops also give a chance for people to experience these professors. Mm-hmm. So if you're thinking about taking that professor by taking our workshop, you would know what to expect in the class. Mm-hmm. And they can bring in their homework questions. And we also try to do like social gatherings, events, and competitions.
Lots of competitions.
Because I believe a competition is a shortcut for you to land a job.
Yeah. But and it's also a great way if you want to start your own venture, already have that, you know, you kind of, a pitch competition is kind of like a mini accelerator.
Yeah.
In some way. So even if you want to start your own venture, you already have that experience. Mm-hmm. Wait, what was the handle for AIS?
Oh, it's AIS at FIU. We have our LinkedIn and also our Instagram and also our website. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, you can always reach me out on my LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. I don't believe there's anyone else called Ishelle Zane on LinkedIn.
So, yeah, that's it. Thank you so much, Ishelle. This was good.
Nice to meet you. Yay!
Nice to meet me. This was
good. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. What am I supposed to say?
No, just bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to The Forward Thinkers Show.